This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, numerous surveys suggest that the millennial generation is quite willing to reject the Bible and Christian faith. In the past, the Bible was seen as a roadmap for life. Now, if it is considered at all, it is often seen as merely a book of suggestions. Ken Ham's latest book, Ready to Return, documents this secular trend and provides recommendations on how to reverse this trend. The book is the third in a trilogy. The first book, Already Gone, showed how many young people have already checked out of Christianity while still in middle school. The second book, Already Compromised, documented how many Christian schools have compromised on the Christian faith, and this book focuses on those young people who have views at odds with biblical truth. They found that 30% of church-attending millennials believe that there are other books, such as the Quran, that are inspired by God. Two-thirds believe that they will go to heaven if they are a good person, and a third of them believe that the Bible contains errors. When Ken Ham was on my radio program, we also discussed how incorrect views about the Bible and salvation also translated into false views about various social issues. For example, half of all millennials would never speak out against same-sex marriage. Nearly a third believe that abortion should remain legal in most instances. It should be obvious from these percentages that parents and churches have not done enough to train Christian young people for the secular world. Half of the church-attending millennials who were surveyed said that they were not taught to defend their faith in Sunday school. We need to equip these young people, and they need to know what the Bible teaches, and they need to know how to defend what the Bible teaches in a secular world that is either hostile or indifferent to biblical truth. Ken Ham's new book is a reminder that we need to equip the next generation so that they know what they believe and why they believe it. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix,
I'm not ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13. In theaters October 21st.